welcome to Quest for Gold. We are now 77 days out, 11 weeks away from the Winter Olympics in Milano Cortina. We start in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where the Goliath of the curling world, Team Schuster, was taken down by Team Casper in the U.S. men's curling trials. It took three matches of the best of three series, but Team Casper came out on top in Game 3, dethroning Team Schuster, which had qualified for every Olympic since 2006. We spoke to Chris Plies in last week's episode. He knew the competition was getting better. Team Casper's a young team. They range in age from 24 to 27. In fact, Daniel Casper, the skip, is just 24 years old, and in recent years he's battled Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a disorder where the immune system attacks the nerves outside of the brain and spinal cord, leading to symptoms like muscle weakness, tingling, and paralysis. Meanwhile, on the women's side, Team Peterson qualified to represent the U.S. for a third consecutive Winter Olympics. They went on a 5-1 run during the U.S. trials. It's important to note neither Team Casper nor Team Peterson has yet qualified for the Olympics. They still need to finish in the top two at a qualifying tournament in Canada in December to punch their tickets to Italy. On the para side, Team Dwyer Empt captured the wheelchair mixed doubles trials championship. They'll likely be the favorites to compete in Italy following the selection camp in which five athletes are chosen. U.S. speed skaters podiumed eight times and set multiple records at the ISU Speed Skating World Cup this week in Utah. Jordan Stoltz had three wins. He took home a national record as well. Mia Manganello was first in the women's mass start. Meanwhile, a couple Chicago area guys, Ethan Sepurin and Emery Lehman, as well as their teammate Casey Dawson, combined to break their own world record in the men's team pursuit. That trio won bronze in Beijing. Reigning Olympic 500-meter champion Erin Jackson, who's still recovering from a back injury, scored a pair of silver medals in the event. Her Sunday time actually broke an American record. The World Cup now moves to Calgary this weekend. In figure skating, ice dancers Madison Chalk and Evan Bates dominated at the 2025 Skate America competition in Lake Placid, finishing their ice dance with a score of 84.77. That was more than 7 points ahead of second place. On the individual side, Alyssa Liu came in second, though many in the crowd were hoping for a first-place finish. And Jason Brown, in his first Grand Prix event in 6 years, finished off the podium with a strong showing in fourth. We learned this week that three-time Olympic medalist cross-country skier Jesse Diggins plans to retire at the end of the current season, which should include another Olympic run. The 34-year-old will begin the season later this month with a World Cup race in Finland. That season will run through March and finish in Lake Placid. In a statement released by U.S. Ski and Snowboard, the three-time Olympic medalist said she hopes to be remembered not just for her results, but for the joy, sense of fun on snow, heart-on-sleeve racing, deep vulnerability, and openness she's brought to her career. She won gold in Pyeongchang and will retire the most decorated cross-country skier in U.S. history. In a social media post, she announced, "Skiing has given me more joy, challenge, courage, and community than I ever could have imagined, which is why I want to take you all on this final year with me." This is shaping up to be a year of the experienced Olympic female athlete. At the Team USA Media Summit, many of the featured female athletes were well into their 30s. Some were making comebacks after having children. Snowboarder Jamie Anderson was in her mid-20s when she qualified for the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi. She won gold, then did it again in Pyeongchang, as well as picking up a silver. No medals in Beijing, but since 2022, the now 35-year-old has two children and is back in 2025 seeking another Olympic gold run. I had a chance to chat with her at the Team USA Media Summit.
Yeah, China was hard. I struggled there, and having, like, I don't know, I've had so much success at the Olympics and other events. I think I just didn't want that to be how I, like, closed out my Olympic chapter. I think in hindsight, if I had, like, gone there and won a medal, I maybe would have been like, all right, sick, like, 3 for 3, I'm out. But things happen for a reason. I still have a little fire in me, and now I get to go enjoy another experience with my family, with two little ones. Definitely having little ones has changed everything, just my approach to training, my time management, kind of even like risk-taking, and still nursing. My littlest is only 6 months, and my two-year-old still nurses, so definitely exhausting, but worth it. I think so, because I don't know, I'm not ready to like stop. I'm just gonna kind of see how it goes. Hopefully my toddler's on her way out and I'll just nurse the baby, but I thought, you know, if I can do this, I can do anything.
Speed skater Brittany Bowe is hoping to qualify for Milan Cortina at the ripe age of 37. She's already got two bronze medals in Pyeongchang and Beijing and hopes to add to that collection this winter, which she says will be her last Olympics.
This will be my fourth Olympic Games. I will be turning 38 at the Olympics. And in the sports world, I'm like the old lady now. But no, I have been so blessed to have such a long, successful career. And for me, it's just time. I'm excited for what life will look like next. What that looks like, I have no idea. But I'm just grateful to be able to end on my terms. And obviously, we have a couple months to go here, but just really, really blessed to be able to, really have been able to play every single day for my life.
When did you know, though, that it would be your last?
After Beijing, I was like, I really want to go one more quad. Because, like, as an Olympic athlete, you kind of live your life in quads. I was just, determined to go through one more quad. And my sights are definitely still set on trying to win an Olympic gold medal. But have been able to really enjoy the process and enjoy the journey while I'm still in it through these last few years.
Well, the Washington's Yvonne, 41, you're going to be 38. Do you feel like this generation of female athletes is kind of pushing the boundary of maybe what previous generations thought was possible?
Yeah, absolutely. Age, and then not just that, but all these mothers. I mean, for the longest time, you think, you can't have a baby and come back. But so many female athletes have showed, like, they're not just coming back. They're coming back, better and stronger than ever before. So, whether it's, after childbirth or just simply age, I think women are, defying the odds and, continuing the career and being able to continue and also end their career on their terms.
Now, Brittany's girlfriend, 36-year-old women's hockey legend Hillary Knight, a four-time Olympian, wants to get in one more Winter Games before calling it a career.
Yeah, I mean, what I've been able to accomplish in my career is incredible. And I've obviously played with amazing women and so grateful for every opportunity that I've had.
How did you decide this was going to be your last Olympics?
Just quiet conversations internally, and I'm just at a place where my heart feels really whole, and I'm really grateful for the journey, and I'm at a place where I just want to be a sponge and embrace these lasting memories and moments with teammates and friends and family. And maybe part of it was just how closed off the Beijing Olympic Games were, and I understood how important family and just having touch points with different friends at the Olympics was, but I guess in the absence of that, it was almost everything. To have that, like, familiar embrace after a really hard game or a fun game or whatever kind of game, just to see your family, to see friends that travel around the world, all those people that go into this journey, it's very much so about them. So that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Her Team USA teammate, 33-year-old Olympic gold medalist Kendall Coyne, doesn't appear to have lost a step since having her first child in 2023. And in fact, she brings him to all of her games. And from what it sounds like, he's become part of Team USA.
Yeah, I think being a parent, being a mom is honestly the greatest thing in the world. And I know we're talking about the greatest athletes in the world here today, but I don't think there's anything greater than being a parent. And it's only been 2 years, but it's been the greatest 2 years of my life. And ever since bringing him into this world, I think it's just changed my perspective on so many different things. And, I think hockey was at the forefront of my mind, and it still is. But, in terms of perspective, it's, I'd come home, I'd think about, oh, that play or this player, I should have done this or, whatever it may be. And it's like, I don't have time to think about those things. I got a diaper, I got music class, we got, clean up, pick up Play-Doh and play. And, I'm like chasing him outside and running around. You don't have time to think about those things. And in a way, that's made me such a better hockey player. And I think one thing that I realized too was, when I announced my pregnancy in March of 2023, there were a lot of people that said, hey, congratulations on a great career. Yeah. And I said, I didn't announce my retirement. I said I was pregnant. And unfortunately, I think sometimes the two go hand in hand in the sense that, a woman announces her pregnancy, goes through childbirth, and there's a perception that she can't return to the stage at the highest level. And for me, it was a motivation of, like, I know I can return to the highest level. And not only where I was at, but better where I was at from where I was at before giving birth. And, I wanted to make sure my son knew it. He wasn't the reason I stopped playing hockey, but the reason I continued to play hockey. and, you know, any hard day or any sorts of inspiration I need, I just, you know, look at him and it's everything I need is right in front of me.
By the way, Kendall's teammates told me that they think she's actually become a better player since becoming a mom. Heavily decorated bobsledders Alana Myers-Taylor and Kaylee Humphreys made it their goal to work their children into their workouts. Team USA has worked with Alana Myers-Taylor to make sure she can train but also care for her two sons.
I've been fortunate enough to do this twice now, come back after two pregnancies, both of them C-sections, but both of them very different. With my oldest son, he has Down syndrome as well as he's deaf, and he's also a COVID baby. So as you can imagine, coming back to elite sport from all of that was quite the experience. You know, when we decided to get pregnant and we decided to make we decided to go and try and come back to the sport. We had everything lined up. We had the best physical therapist. We had everything, sports psych, nannies, all everything lined up. And then the whole world shut down with COVID and we now had a child with disabilities. So we've been adjusting the entire time, trying to figure it out. You know, for me, pregnancy itself took a toll. I had back issues before, but now I have back issues are only exacerbated by pregnancy, as anyone who's ever been pregnant knows. So there's been physical things and my body is getting older too, but also just adjusting to what it takes now to get ready every day, you know, lack of sleep and for breastfeeding both for my sons for almost 2 years for both of them. You know, it's been quite a bit. It's been quite a bit on my body, but that's why I say I know some days I'm not going to be at my peak, but we try to do the best things we ever can with the intention of going to the Olympic Games. So I might not win every race and every day might look crazy and chaotic, but we do what we can. And even coming back from my second son, you know, it was really just experiment because my second son, when I had him, I couldn't lie down flat for 6 weeks. You know, he was a much harder recovery. And we went into that next season saying, hey, we're going to see if this works. We're going to see if it works. And if it doesn't, well, I'll end the season at a Lake Placid home World Cup and I could just go on and be done with my career. And so we competed that season and then we were just going to see how it goes. We had a lot of ups and a lot of downs. And then lo and behold, at World Championships, I won a silver medal. So I was like, well, I guess we have an opportunity to do this. So let's see if we can keep being competitive. Let's give it one more go at the Olympics at least and see what happens. And the kids have been great. And it's just been a learning experience all the time. But I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Kaylee Humphreys is planning to go to her sixth Olympics.
Yeah. So my son is now 15 months postpartum. I'm still in the recovery phase. I think we still aren't fully back to place yet. I got back in a bobsled 4.5 months postpartum. So it wasn't the ideal timeline, definitely not working with what I would have liked, but my husband and I had to use IVF. I've got stage 4 endometriosis. So we had tried for a lot of years to get pregnant, found out why it wasn't working, and went through IVF. So it was a 2.5 year IVF process with multiple failures along the way. So at this point in my career, I am just so grateful to be able to have the title of mom. Definitely my husband and my son travel full time last year and again this year with me on tour. So we get to do this as a family. For me, this part is, it's a really big journey piece. And this last 4 years, especially with having gone through IVF and all the injections and the hormones and still competing and still doing what I can to be the best version of myself in sport, but also in real life. The journey is definitely a part of this process. So to be able to have my son now, to be able to share this next Olympic experience with him, it is just unlike anything else I've had. We definitely waited. Like you said, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. This will be my sixth Olympics. So on the older side, we definitely put sport ahead of family for a lot of years. And it feels really, really nice to be able to have my cake and eat it too. To know that I was able to become a mom and then also now be able to share that experience. He's too young. He's only 15 months. He's not going to remember this games at all. But to have the pictures, to have the memories, for me to hold that, and for him to see other athletes and other sports and get to live this life of chasing down your dream and representing your country, I hope, you know, he'll get to experience that and take that with him long term. And who knows what he'll become? Sports, hopefully, in his future, whether it's hockey or bobsled, who knows? We'll see. But hopefully, you know, sports become a part of his future and whatever he loves to do.
The showcase of the experienced female athlete in the upcoming games will likely be the great Lindsey Vonn, the alpine skier, trying to qualify for the Olympics at the age of 41.
You know, I think I appreciate the sport so much more. And I think with all of my injuries, I felt the same. You know, anytime you step away and realize how lucky you are to do what you love, it gives you a different sense of motivation and I think freedom. You know, I feel pressure, but I enjoy the pressure. But I'm not skiing to prove anything to anyone. And I think taking that time away just made me realize, okay, I've done everything I ever set out to do. And this is something different. This is a separate journey that I'm taking. It's not really connected to my first career. I feel like this is its own chapter in my book of life. And it's very special for many reasons. But all the girls on the tour, you know, they haven't, even if they've been injured, they haven't stopped. And it's this long kind of grind, you know, and it can wear you down. And I have a fresh energy and mentality and spirit that I think not all of the athletes possess. And having that perspective, being older and being wiser and having skied on this course more than any other racer that will be on that mountain gives me a lot of confidence.
Process-driven instead of results-driven right now, especially later in your career? Or is it getting more difficult to do that?
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, it's like it's not about the destination, it's about the journey, blah, blah, blah. but I think in this case, it is true. You know, I've come a long way, and I never expected to be in this position. So in so many ways, I'm truly enjoying the process, and I love being in the gym, even though it's, you know, really hard and 5 hours a day, 6 days a week, you know, it's a lot. But I remind myself every day how lucky I am to be here. I never expected to be here. And so there is that appreciation of the journey. But don't get it twisted. I'm a results-based driven person. So I'm looking to do well. I'm not just a participant.
Everyone's athletic career eventually comes to an end. But these women show us that age is just a number. Motherhood isn't a career ender. And it all comes down to motivation. Some of the audio was courtesy of Team USA. I'm Ryan Brote. That'll do it for this episode of Quest for Gold. See you back here next week as we move within 10 weeks of the Winter Games in Milano Cortina.